Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you on this Wednesday afternoon. Coming up in about 3 minutes, Austin will reveal the two winners in today's Tap the App promotion. Double time Tap the App today, two winners. And it's for tickets for the FSU East Texas A&M game Saturday, 11 a.m. kickoff over at Doak Campbell. And so congratulations to the winners. We'll do this all week. So what you do, just go to our app, News Radio Pensacola. The registration page pops up. Fill it out. Send it in. And we pick the winner at 5:15. So right now, let's go ahead and look at the three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Beside the winners for the Tap the App.
Yeah, besides that.
That's right. UWF has received a $100,000 Air Force research grant to support artificial intelligence development. And the project's going to involve designing and testing computer simulations aimed at teaching robots, drones, or software systems to manage tasks, share information, and adjust to changing conditions.
Number two.
And the National Hurricane Center reports a tropical wave off Africa that has a 70% chance of developing as it moves west, likely becoming Tropical Storm Gabrielle by the weekend. That will be the seventh named storm of 2025. The Gulf of America, though, currently showing no tropical activity.
Number three.
All right, by the way, the 5 o'clock readings just upped the percentages of the storm to 80% now, chance of developing as it moves westerly across the Atlantic. Governor DeSantis plans to open a third immigration detention facility, this time in Panama City, following the recent opening of the deportation depot over at Baker Correctional Institute near Jacksonville. Details and the expected timeline for the new facility have not been provided as of today.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Yeah, we'll squeeze a couple of these in here for you very quickly. Escambia County deputies investigating a stabbing happened overnight on Olive Road. Investigators say a man was stabbed at a home near Malibu Drive at around 1 a.m. Officials say the suspect is described as a tall white man, but the victim reportedly is not cooperating with investigators.
Okay, former Pensacola City Councilwoman Ann Hill wants to be Pensacola's next mayor. She submitted her pre-file paperwork on Tuesday. Ms. Hill shared the information with Andrew McKay this morning on the Pensacola Morning News.
Well, I think the most important role of a mayor is to listen to the people and make decisions based on their input. And I feel like I've been around the people for a long time, and I'm very qualified to follow through on that. And I've been helping change Pensacola in different roles, and I think it's time to take over the mayor's position.
By the way, Mayor Reeves has yet to file for re-election in the 2026 elections coming down. Well, it is 5:15. Yes, it is. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3. But first, the winners of today's Tap the App.
Yes, as we've been letting you know, we've got two winners for today and only today. And those two winners are Becky Decasari, I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing your name wrong, and John Langley. Again, that's Becky Decasari and John Langley. Now, I will be reaching out to both of you, if you're listening, with the contact information you provided. Congratulations to both of you, too. Oh, I thought you were going to second to congrats. All right. Going into traffic and weather. Chris doesn't care. I do.
No, I do care.
No, absolutely. Going into traffic and weather here. Let's see. We got some backups on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. We also got some backups at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road and on Davis Highway. This is going to be if you're traveling eastbound right as you're merging with Scenic Highway in front of UWF's main entrance. Last major spot outside of those is Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. As for your weather, sitting at around 86 degrees, going to be a low of 73 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear over the course of the next several days, all the way into your next work week, but we're going to see the highs creeping up as a result.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, a woman from the UK is accused of trying to snatch a small child at a crowded Florida airport. Tom Graham has that story.
Witnesses describing a chaotic scene at Miami International Airport Tuesday when a woman grabbed a four-year-old boy from his mother and refused to let go. Investigators say Alvina Agba initially appeared to help the child's mother soothe the boy after he became upset at a TSA checkpoint, but then attempted to walk off with the child. The 23-year-old repeatedly claimed the boy was hers. A witness eventually intervened on the mother's behalf. Agba is facing charges, but police say she was not under the influence of drugs or alcohol at the time of her arrest. Tom Graham, Fox News.
And a North Carolina man behind bars in Volusia County is a scumbag fraud artist. That's how Sheriff Mike Chitwood described Corey Ray Woodall yesterday. Woodall is accused of scamming a 70-year-old woman out of $30,000. He allegedly tricked her through email into sending him money to help a wounded military dog. Chitwood says Woodall used the money to buy a car, a mower, and a trailer. Woodall now charged with organized scheme to defraud and grand theft.
Okay, Florida has over 100 specialty license plates. The Helping Sea Turtles Survivor Plate is the state's second most popular, with more than 100,000 sold. This is to fund the sea turtle conservation and research projects. About 70% of the proceeds support a state conservation program. The remainder goes to grants.
All right. And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Surgeon General Joseph Latipo are announcing plans to remove all vaccine mandates. DeSantis says some were created by Florida Department of Health officials, while others are part of a state law. He also announced plans to create a state Make America Healthy Again Commission to implement recommendations from the U.S. Health Secretary RFK Jr. House Democrats accused the governor of trading children's health for media headlines.
Governor DeSantis is touting his SAFE program to combat fentanyl. Ashley Webster has more on the story.
SAFE stands for State Assistance for Fentanyl Eradication, and it gives Florida law enforcement more resources to combat drug trafficking. And it is working, says the governor. According to DeSantis, the program has enabled law enforcement to seize hundreds of pounds of fentanyl and has contributed to a notable decrease in opioid-related deaths in the state of Florida. Through nearly 200 SAFE investigations, 485 pounds of fentanyl have been seized, along with more than 63,000 fentanyl pills. DeSantis says that's enough fentanyl to kill one-third of the population of the United States.
Okay, afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. Thanks a lot for having us on. Today, President Trump's failed assassin, Ryan Ruth, is putting together a list of bizarre demands. Dana Marie McNichol has a story from Miami this afternoon.
He made a series of unusual requests in what he called an evidence motion. He suggested that he'd be willing to trade access to evidence if the court forced President Trump to testify, and suggested he even fight the president, writing, quote, "Bring that idiot on. I think a beatdown session would be more fun and entertaining for everyone. Give me shackles and cuffs and let the old fat man give it his worst," end quote. Now, those filings don't stop there. Ruth asked for access to female strippers and even joked about playing Trump in a round of golf with a deadly stake, writing, quote, "A round of golf with that racist pig. He wins. He can execute me. I win. I get this job."
All righty. Just about 5:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Are you in a situation where you need a miracle? You need God to do something that seems impossible? The Bible explains that without God, we can do nothing, but with Him, all things are possible. In Luke chapter 1, the angel Gabriel appears to Mary and explains that, and I quote, "With God, nothing shall be impossible." He's speaking in the context of a virgin conception. If God can bring about the miracle of a biological impossibility, don't you think He can solve your problems? In Jeremiah 33:3, God challenges those who need a miracle when He says this, and I quote, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." I urge you, call upon Him today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Not all service companies are created equal. Hi, this is Judy Lacey with Barberry Plumbing, and we're proud to say we're a local, family-owned small business serving our community for over 50 years. In 1972, my dad, Louis Barberry, started this company with a vision of providing the best quality service with honesty and integrity for the community. Small businesses are the heart of America, and when you support a locally owned small business, you help to keep your community strong. We are not one of those plumbing franchise companies that will charge you an arm and a leg. At Barberry Plumbing, we always use the flat rate pricing so you know exactly how much the job will cost before the work begins. No franchise fee to pass along. You may not need a plumber today, but when you do, call Pensacola's best plumber, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. And don't forget to like us on Facebook.
License number RF1106-7749.
Hey there, homebuyers and sellers. I'm Will.
And I'm Angela.
With Cannell & Company Realty,
your dynamic real estate duo.
We're not just realtors, we're real estate MVPs. With a game plan tailored to your needs, we'll score you the home of your dreams.
Whether it's finding the perfect starter home or selling to upgrade, your goals are our goals, and we'll make sure you come out on top. Angela Sherrill, 850-292-3165.
Will Maven, 850-261-7020 or at willmaven.com.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Severe from Vicks.
Sinex Severe nasal spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Severe instantly relieves nasal congestion and works 6 times faster than nasal decongestant tablets. The 12 hours of relief allow you to get back to the moments that matter without congestion.
Daddy, we need more balloons.
On it.
Try Sinex Severe from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone.
In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Instead of all of my mistakes, tear down the biggest walls and put me in my place. I know that kind of comfortable you cannot replicate. You feel like home.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
523 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, congratulations once again. John Langley and Becky Decasari. I hope we were probably really messing that up, aren't we, Austin?
I don't know, but either way, she's already gotten back to me. So.
Oh, good, good, good. Well, congratulations to two. They won Tap the App today, times two, and we'll do it again tomorrow, so just get ready for that one. A bipartisan group of House lawmakers has introduced an ethics bill to ban stock trading in Congress. Kristen Goodwin is in. She has more on this.
Texas Representative Chip Roy says the Restore Trust in Congress Act would restrict members of Congress from trading stocks.
That retains the ability of members of Congress to have their funds in broadly held mutual funds. It allows members of Congress to be able to work through under the rules to do that, but they should not be trading equities and they should not be enriching themselves on the very issues that they're voting on.
The Republican announcing the bipartisan measure alongside Democrats, including New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
We can make our country better. We can make this institution better.
Roy noting the act combines multiple bills from lawmakers, adding President Trump and House Speaker Mike Johnson have said they support banning members of Congress from trading stocks. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Okay, stocks ending mixed today despite tech stocks climbing a bit. Hillary Barsky's in. She's got those numbers.
The major averages finishing mixed with the Nasdaq jumping, boosted by tech stocks after Google was spared the worst in its landmark antitrust case. Among the S&P 500 sectors, tech was the best performer, while energy and industrials lagged. Shares of Google parent Alphabet jumped 9%, notching a record close, following a judge's ruling that Google will not be required to divest Chrome or its Android operating system, but must share search data with competitors. The Dow winners, Apple, Salesforce, and IBM. The Dow decliners, Brothers, American Express, Goldman Sachs, and Boeing. The Dow down 25 points, the Nasdaq up 218, S&P 500 up 33. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525 News Radio, 92.3 Austin Price. Looking at that weather, local traffic together this afternoon.
Absolutely. Luckily, what we're dealing with on the roads is stuff that you shouldn't be too surprised by. I got some backups on Davis Highway, traveling eastbound, right as you merge with Scenic, right in front of UWF's main entrance. That light always giving us trouble this time every afternoon. Also got some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. Those couple of areas are far and away our worst-looking spots right now. As for your weather, sitting at around 86 degrees, low of 73 tonight. Going to be sunny, mostly clear over the course of the next several days.
Okay, local temperatures and weather looking pretty good here. Let me just give you the snapshot. Nationally, the week's long wet weather pattern in Florida continues as it moves across the state. Now, we're talking about, let's use like maybe Ocala South, down central Florida, South Florida, where the weather is really moving through. Here in the Panhandle, you look outside. This is what you see is what you're going to get. Brandi Campbell, she's down in Miami, and I know what she's saying to us off the air. She's got a lot of rain gear on. It's storming down there.
The stormy pattern in Florida has been relentless for the past couple of weeks, and it's not done with the Sunshine State as it slides further south and east across Florida. Miami-Dade County Emergency Management, as well as the city of Fort Lauderdale, already posting warnings online to make sure residents are aware. Those areas could get 3 to 5 inches of rain through the end of the week. We're also under a level 1 out of 4 flood risk in place through Saturday. As long as we don't see flooding, this could be beneficial. Parts of southeast Florida under an extreme drought. Stick with us on Fox Weather for the latest updates. I'm Brandi Campbell with Fox Weather.
And unidentified flying objects will be the subject of a House Task Force on Government Transparency's hearing next week. The chair of the Task Force on the Declassification of Federal Secrets issued a statement declaring that the American people deserve maximum transparency from the federal government on sightings, acquisitions, and examinations of UAPs, and whether they pose a potential threat to American safety. Witness testimony is expected to come from Air Force and Navy veterans who have all previously discussed witnessing aerial phenomena, as well as journalist George Knapp.
Okay, Illinois officials continuing to reject President Trump's planned deployment of federal troops to Chicago. Mike Tobin reporting from the Windy City.
While the politicians are going back and forth, the Illinois governor is accusing the president of tearing the country apart. But meantime, the president, you've heard him, insists that he's now obligated to send troops into Chicago. It's a matter of when, not if. The president, again, a short time ago, encouraged the Illinois governor, J.B. Pritzker, to call him and ask for federal help. Governor Pritzker and the Democrats who run Chicago grew even more defiant Tuesday evening.
For Trump, it's about testing his power and producing a political drama to cover up for his corruption.
From business owners to the man on the street, most of the people we speak with welcome anything that will make neighborhoods safe.
All right, and Democratic lawmakers introducing a resolution to censure Republican Congressman Corey Mills. Congresswoman Yvette Clark's censure resolution accuses Mills of harassment, assault, and stolen valor, although he has denied all accusations.
Okay, a maximum security prison in Louisiana is set to soon open its doors for illegal migrants, doubling up as an ICE detention facility. Brooke Taylor, she's over at Angola. Rough place to be. She has a story for us this afternoon.
We are right outside the notorious Angola prison here in Louisiana. A section of this prison is going to be turned into an ICE detention facility, and it's going to be called Louisiana Lockup. Now, Fox is the first to report that 51 illegal migrants have already been moved here. Louisiana Lockup is going to hold up to 416 beds. The Department of Homeland Security says they've partnered with the state of Louisiana. They are using this unused section of the prison to detain and deport some of the worst of the worst illegal migrants. Now, Angola is the largest maximum security prison in the country. It was once named the bloodiest prison in the South for its harsh conditions.
Well, yeah, it's, believe me, and it gets very hot in Angola as well. Okay, so let me just go over these numbers for you. If you are thinking about possibly buying or selling that home, mortgage rate numbers up today.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. President Trump says he will send the National Guard and possibly federal agents to Chicago, but didn't say when. Arguing crime in the Windy City is out of control. Local and state leaders not happy, preparing to push back with legal action.
What we're trying to do is to get them to follow the law. And when they are not following the law, we can
take them to court, prosecute them if they're doing something truly illegal.
Democratic Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker there. Vice President J.D. Vance meeting with families of last month's mass shooting at a Minneapolis Catholic school and church. He says more needs to be done to flag potential killers.
Certainly we should be investigating people who are planning on targeting kids. And I think that one of the unfortunate lessons of this particular shooting is that this person who showed clear signs of derangement slipped through the cracks.
Two children killed, several others injured. The shooter died by suicide. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb, the Sportsman, and sponsored by BetMGM. Own your moment. Make it legendary. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. The NFC North is the most fascinating division. Detroit is in Super Bowl or bust mode. Minnesota will be starting the J.J. McCarthy era. Chicago has the Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams duo. And Micah Parsons has brought Super Bowl expectations back to the pack. So I'll place the Bears in fourth place and have the Packers, Lions, and Vikings all making the playoffs, with Minnesota taking home the NFC North crown. I'm Zach Gelb.
Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can make this pro football season unforgettable. Shoot your shot with same-game parlays, call your plays like a pro with live betting, or bet on a market you didn't know existed thanks to BetMGM Originals. You'll be on the edge of your seat from the very first snap, no matter what type of fan you are. Earn BetMGM rewards points on every bet. Take advantage of football offers found nowhere else, like a second chance on a first touchdown bet, and keep an eye out for rewards dropping in your account throughout the season. Never settle for the ordinary. Sign up today. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 years of age or older. Specific promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
ADX Communications, the family-owned broadcaster behind Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist, is looking for our next great electronics technician. You'll handle the installation, maintenance, and repair of studio and transmitter gear, network systems, and more, keeping our award-winning radio stations sounding their very best. We offer competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 401k with company match, plus paid vacation and holidays. If you have the skills, the drive, and the passion for serving our community, apply now at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX Communications, serving our communities and looking for you. If you love electronics, reach out today. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. President Trump gives a press conference yesterday in which he talks about all kinds of things, from sending in the National Guard to other cities besides D.C., such as Chicago, to a rocket strike that destroyed a Venezuelan drug boat, to the reports of his early demise, and, of course, the announcement that Space Command was going to relocate to Huntsville, Alabama. Ann Hill, former city councilwoman, has pre-filed to run for mayor. We talked with her. Also, of course, D.C. Reeves, the current mayor. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Pensacola right now.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, UWF has received a $100,000 Air Force research grant to support artificial intelligence development. The project will involve designing and testing computer simulations aimed at teaching robots, drones, or software systems to manage tasks, share information, and adjust to changing conditions.
Number two.
The National Hurricane Center is reporting this afternoon a tropical wave off Africa now has an 80% chance of developing as it moves west, likely becoming Tropical Storm Gabriel by the weekend, the seventh named storm of 2025. The Gulf of America currently showing no tropical activity.
Number three.
And Governor Ron DeSantis plans to open a third immigration detention facility in Panama City following the recent opening of the deportation depot at Baker Correctional Institution near Jacksonville. Details and the expected timeline for the new facility have not yet been provided.
All right, 537 News Radio 92.3. You know, sometimes reporters get an opportunity to tell a great story. This is one of those great stories. Joining me this afternoon, Tanner Stewart, TV3. You know, he's the anchor on the desk. And, boy, Tanner, you got a great story laid on you, didn't you?
I'm telling you, Chris. Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on, guys. You know, it really did. It fell right in our lap. And come to find out, we found out just like everybody else, this has been a secret to the world for 2 years. Mm-hmm. Roy Jones, Park Si-hun, had this reunion 2 years ago. He handed off the gold medal. Roy Jones, maybe unofficially now a gold medalist, but officially that gold medal is here in Pensacola to stay, and rightfully so by the one who was awarded it.
Hey, Tanner, there were some political overtones in terms of this decision in giving up this gold medal. I know the boxer who turned it over to Roy, he was really fearing for his actions from the Chinese government, right?
That's right, the South Korean government.
South Korea, I'm sorry, yes.
Those concerns kind of linger at this point because now the news has broken. No one really knew, to our knowledge, for the last 2 years other than Park Si-hun's camp and Roy's camp. So now that the news has broken, I think, you know, we have in our story, you'll see at 6 o'clock, there is some undoubted backlash that he feels he's going to face. But it's just weighed so heavy on his heart. Park Si-hun never fought again in the ring after this fight. 37 years, a gold medalist, a champion, Olympian boxer, never fought in an organized fight again. And a lot of it had to do with the way this decision went. So it drove both of them. I mean, it drove Park Si-hun out of boxing. And as you'll see in our story coming up in 20 minutes, it drove Roy Jones to win titles in four different divisions. So it's just kind of all-encompassing, but really an amazing story.
Yeah, it was a boxing match that went totally gone wrong in a lot of people's opinions in that 1988 decision. I'll tell you one person that's going to be pretty darn happy about this. It's Roy's mama, who had the silver medal. Now she's going to have the gold.
That's right. She'll have the gold now. She has the silver. Roy says he does intend someday to give that silver to Park Si-hun, who feels that he's deserving of the second-place silver medal. But Roy says, yep, when he's done showing it off, though, that's when he's done, he's going to give it back to his mother, and that's where he says it belongs.
Well, Tanner, sometimes you get those stories laid on you, and you got a good one, and we can't wait. 6 o'clock tonight, Channel 3, we'll be speaking with Roy, right?
That's right. That's right. Pensacola's very own Pensacola in the house. You know, you don't meet many figures of Roy's stature that just have such a passion for their hometown. And boy, does he ever. You'll see that coming up.
You're absolutely right. Okay, thank you. Tanner Stewart, Channel 3 anchor, with us today on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Novak Djokovic one more time.
3-6-4.
Clutch when it counts.
6-3.
Closes out Fritz.
3-6. 6-4.
Sets his sights on Carlos Alcaraz. What'll be his 53rd major semi.
On ESPN, trying for his 25th Grand Slam singles title to break a tie with Margaret Court for the most in tennis history, Novak Djokovic eliminated American Taylor Fritz in four sets in the quarterfinals at the U.S. Open. Djokovic will face Carlos Alcaraz in the semifinals Friday. Djokovic 5-3 lifetime against Alcaraz, who yesterday moved into the semis with a straight sets win over Jiří Lehečka. Today, American Amanda Anisimova plays Iga Swiatek in the quarterfinals. Ready or not, here it comes. The new NFL season kicks off tomorrow in Philadelphia. The reigning Super Bowl champion Eagles will host the Dallas Cowboys. The Eagles are favored to win by 8.5 points. If we look closely on the jersey of Eagles running back Saquon Barkley tomorrow night, we will notice a gold NFL shield patch just below the V in the collared jersey. Beginning this season, five NFL players who won major AP awards last season will wear these gold patches on their jerseys every game. And winners of the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award will wear special jersey patches the rest of their careers. The NFL piggybacking on Major League Baseball, which placed gold patches on the backs of six players' jerseys this year, based on 2024 statistics. In the NFL, aside from Saquon Barkley wearing a gold patch for being the AP Offensive Player of the Year last season, league MVP Bills quarterback Josh Allen will have a gold patch. So will Defensive Player of the Year Pat Surtain II of the Broncos, Offensive Rookie of the Year Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels, and Defensive Rookie of the Year Rams linebacker Jared Verse. You can listen to and follow the Fox Sports podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Here's today's health news.
Well, it's that time of year again that fall allergies start acting up. Dr. Sandra Hong, an allergist for Cleveland Clinic, says now's a good time to dust and vacuum to ease allergy symptoms, especially in the bedroom. She recommends frequently washing bedding and considering using dust mite covers and changing air filters in the furnace before turning on the heat. For people dealing with nasal congestion, nasal sprays are recommended.
Federal officials are restoring health and science-related web pages that were deleted when President Trump first returned to office. Jill Nato has an explanation.
The feds have reached a lawsuit settlement with the Washington State Medical Association and other groups. It requires the Department of Health and Human Services to recover information it deleted from government websites, most of which includes guidance on LGBTQ plus health, reproductive care, vaccines, and racism in health care. The items were deleted in reaction to a Trump executive order that told agencies to stop using the term gender in federal policies and documents. Doctors and public health advocates saw it as government overreach. The deleted items are expected to be restored in a matter of weeks. Jill Nato, Fox News.
In September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Dr. Gabriel Gavrilescu with the Cleveland Clinic reminding folks that prostate cancer screenings are recommended for men between the ages of 55 to 69, but some may need it earlier depending on risk factors and family conditions. He says cancer screenings can be done easily through a blood test called PSA. Depending on the results, doctors may recommend a further evaluation that includes a digital rectal scan, more lab work, or imaging.
Florida's Surgeon General has made a sweeping announcement about the childhood vaccine schedule in the state. Jessica Rosenthal has more on News Radio 92.3.
Florida's Surgeon General Joseph Ladapo said he and Governor DeSantis' administration will work to end every single childhood vaccine mandate in the state.
Your body is a gift from God. What you put into your body, is because of your relationship with your body and your God. I don't have that right.
Governor DeSantis said this is part of getting government out of people's lives. While state health officials will examine which vaccines they could unilaterally take off a mandatory schedule, others would require legislative approval. Right now, Florida daycare and school facilities require DTaP, measles, mumps, rubella, hep B, chickenpox, polio, and others. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
545 News Radio 92.3. Congrats, real quick here, Becky DeCasseri from Gulf Breeze, John Langley, winners today in the TAP the app contest times two. Gave away a couple tickets to the FSU East Texas A&M game Saturday at Doak Campbell. They'll kick it off at 11 a.m. Austin been really busy today, absolutely busy with this traffic and weather situation going on and a million other things on top of that one. But he has the information for us this afternoon.
Absolutely. Let's see. All we've got really right now is going to be Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and on Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10. And we also have some issues if you continue on Davis as you start to merge with Scenic in front of UWF's main entrance. We've got some backups there still, but it is starting to break up, so hopefully that shouldn't hold you up for much longer. As for your weather, 86 degrees, low of 73 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear over the next several days, and with that, it's going to come some increasing heat.
Okay, cool temps, rainy weather. That's the forecast for every place but here. It's going to be, you heard it, Austin, nice weather here. Fox senior meteorologist Janice Dean has the Fox weather forecast.
Cooler air will continue to move in from the north with several cold fronts, bringing not only below average temperatures for the northern tier of the country in the Midwest, but the risk for strong to severe thunderstorms for the central U.S. today. A stalled front draped across the Gulf will bring the risk for heavy rain and stormy weather from Texas to Florida, and monsoonal rain will spread over the southwest and Four Corners with the risk of flash flooding the next few days. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Big chance and change will come to ChatGPT, one intended to make parents feel a lot better about the kids using it. Eben Brown has more.
OpenAI, the company behind ChatGPT, will integrate a set of parental controls in short order, along with ensuring that any sensitive conversations occurring between a user and the chatbot will be routed through GPT-5, the company's more advanced reasoning model. It's a response to ChatGPT allegedly not recognizing people going through mental distress. OpenAI acknowledged they fell short in this effort. ChatGPT has become the focal point in a few cases of suicide in which the chatbot seemingly ignored trigger words or even encouraged certain destructive behaviors. Eben Brown, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The Walt Disney Company will pay $10 million to settle the FTC allegations that it enabled the unlawful collection of children's personal data on YouTube. The FTC claimed the company allowed data collection from kids who viewed videos directed at children under the age of 13 on YouTube without notifying parents or obtaining their consent. Job openings ticked lower in July to levels rarely seen since the pandemic. The job openings and labor turnover report showed around 7.18 million listings in July, according to data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Amazon says they're eliminating a program that allows Prime subscription members to share free shipping benefits with people outside their household. The company notified users the Prime Invitee program ends on October 1st. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed, with the Dow losing 24 points and the Nasdaq gaining 1%. That's Your Money Now.
New car prices are surging across the U.S., forcing Americans to get creative with their car loans to just basically make ends meet. Jeff Luck has more.
If you can't afford it, what do you do? Well, if you can't afford the payment, stretch the loan out. All-time records for 84-month auto loans. How many is 84 months? Well, do the math. It's 7 years. I can remember when it was 3 years, David Kelleher of David Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Is this a good thing or a bad thing?
Oh, you know, it's not a great thing, you know, but it's the current environment. You know, the remnants of inflation are still there. The tariffs are there. And then we have interest rates that are, you know, 3 or 4 points different, even for prime buyers.
So this is the only way somebody can get into a vehicle.
And Newsmax is filing an antitrust lawsuit against Fox News. The lawsuit accuses Fox News Network and Fox Corp of illegally blocking competition in the right-wing pay TV market. Newsmax owner Christopher Ruddy issued a statement explaining that the lawsuit is about restoring fairness to the market and ensuring that Americans have real choice in the news they watch. The news channel is seeking monetary damages and wants the court to restrict Fox from maintaining its allegedly exclusionary contracts and monopolistic practices.
New Orleans could see a National Guard deployment as President Trump vows a crime crackdown in cities run by Democrats. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
Following a surge of federal law enforcement and a National Guard deployment in D.C., President Trump has suggested federal intervention in Chicago over the objection of the governor of Illinois.
So we're making a determination now. Do we go to Chicago or do we go to a place like New Orleans, where we have a great governor, Jeff Landry, who wants us to come in?
president says his administration could straighten out crime in New Orleans in 2 weeks. New Orleans crime statistics show a decline this year in homicides, non-fatal shootings, and carjackings. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And a judge has ruled that Google does not have to sell its Chrome search browser in its antitrust lawsuit. Instead of selling Chrome, the judge is requiring Google to share some search data with rivals and restricting exclusive contracts for search results placement on browsers and smartphones. It's not a final decision, though. The judge is ordering Google and the Department of Justice to meet and confer and submit a revised final judgment by September 10th that aligns with his opinion.
It was showtime in China today. Yeah, China showcasing new advanced weaponry at the country's largest ever military parade, celebrating the 80th anniversary of Japan's surrender in World War II. Alex Hogan has more.
The parade showcased new underwater drones, laser weapons, and even nuclear-capable intercontinental ballistic missiles. Roughly 50,000 people crowded Tiananmen Square. The audience also included leaders from more than 20 countries. Most notably, it gathered Russian President Vladimir Putin, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, and Chinese President Xi Jinping, all together for the first time in one place. President Trump reacted, posting on social media on Tuesday in reference to Xi, saying, quote, "Please give my warmest regards to Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un as you conspire against the United States of America." In London, Alex Hogan, Fox News.
All righty, just about 5:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with one final check of your roads and weather this hour, along with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Okay, here are three important reasons why your son or daughter should play a sport in high school.
Number one.
High school sports teach valuable life lessons like self-discipline and time management skills.
Two.
Teens who play a high school sport have better grade point averages.
And number three.
High school sports are safer than ever before.
This message presented by the Florida High School Athletic Association and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
For almost two decades, Bella Magazine has been celebrating the women of the greater Pensacola community. The tradition continues as Bella Magazine brings print to radio every month on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tune in tomorrow at 9 to hear latest health and wellness, philanthropy, stories on local businesses and women, fashion and beauty, home and garden, food and wine, travel stories, and more. That's the Bella Magazine Show, tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
All right, heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price, look at that weather. Local traffic together this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
I sure am. Let's see what we got here. Luckily, around this time every afternoon, a lot of our traffic issues typically start to die down. That appears to be what we're dealing with right now. I would say your worst-looking spot still got to be Gulf Breeze Parkway. That's going to be if you're traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. But outside of that, any congestion on the roads hopefully should not hold you up for very long. As for your weather, sitting at around 86 degrees, going to be a low of 73 tonight. overnight. Sunny, mostly clear, all the way up into your next work week. But we're going to see the highs creep up as a result.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All right, I don't think this comes as really a big surprise. There was a new record for Labor Day weekend travel. Therese Crowley explains the numbers.
Airline travel set new records. TSA screened the highest number of passengers ever for the Friday before Labor Day. Over 2.9 million. That's equal to day before Thanksgiving numbers and the 15th busiest day in TSA history. Passengers up 3.3% from Labor Day weekend last year, putting the agency on track to break the all-time annual passenger volume record this year. Speeding your trip, the new policy that lets you keep your shoes on. Dedicated lanes for military, but lack of a real ID will slow down screening and trying to carry on board. TSA sees 258 weapons just Labor Day weekend. 92% were loaded, most seized at Atlanta, DFW, and Denver. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And the woman known as the Ketamine Queen says she's guilty of charges related to the overdose death of Matthew Perry in Los Angeles. The Friends actor died back in 2023 after being found face down in his pool due to an accidental overdose of ketamine. Josephine Tsonga is facing a federal prison sentence of 65 years for illegally providing Perry with the drug and will be sentenced on December 10th.
New group of celebs hitting the dance floor. Michelle Polino's in with more.
Andy Richter and Corey Feldman are among the celebrities lining up for the newest season of Dancing with the Stars. The new cast announced on Good Morning America also features Hilaria Baldwin, wildlife conservationist Robert Irwin, and two stars of The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, Jen Affleck and Whitney Levitt. They join Olympic gold medalist Jordan Chiles, NBA All-Star Baron Davis, and Boy Meets World star Danielle Fishel in the ballroom. The competition returns to ABC September 16th for its 20th anniversary. Alfonso Ribeiro and Julianne Hough host. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And the first trailer being released for A House of Dynamite. The film is directed by the Hurt Locker director, Catherine Bigelow, and stars Rebecca Ferguson as a Situation Room senior duty officer. She must locate where a lone nuclear missile was launched from that's heading towards Chicago and stop it from making an impact. The rest of the cast includes Idris Elba, Anthony Ramos, and Greta Lee. A House of Dynamite will hit theaters for a limited time on October 10th and will stream on Netflix on October 24th.
FyFest pop-up is launching in the Caribbean. Tanya J. Powers has more on News Radio 92.3.
The Fyre Festival brand is back, this time in the form of a week-long resort event that's scheduled to kick off today in the Bay Islands of Honduras. The website for the Fyre-branded Coral View pop-up says attendees will have a private room at a beachfront hotel with a daily chef-prepared breakfast and can experience day boat excursions, beach fitness, kayaking, and nightly entertainment. The disastrous 2017 Fyre Festival was the subject of two documentaries and resulted in the wire fraud conviction of organizer Billy McFarland, who served 4 years in federal prison. In July, McFarland sold the rights to the brand, including its IP, trademarks, and social media assets, in an eBay auction for almost $250,000. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Okay, it's a very exciting thing here about this guy with his pet buffalo. Let me tell you a story about a pet buffalo.
Ready? Please
Maryland
do.
Man was seriously hurt by this animal. I mean to tell you what people do. David Kaplan has a funny story. You're going to like it.
The 15-year-old buffalo's name is Dozer, short for Bulldozer. Dozer, who weighs over a ton, charged at 83-year-old Dick Wilds.
He came after me, and I sort of swatted him back. And that's when he got my arm, and then the next thing I know, I'm doing cartwheels in the air.
Dozer's horns caused severe damage to Wild's arm and leg. Wild says he was in a lot of pain, but fortunate to get himself to safety as first responders arrived. Crews worked quickly to stabilize Wild's, which included landing a state police chopper to get him to a hospital.
Okay, here's something to remember tomorrow. 96 test wing over Daglin carrying out a munitions burn on the testing training complex. They'll start the burn tomorrow morning around 6. Residents may see smoke because of that burn, so it's all under control. But I thought I'd tell you about that. Coming up in about 12 minutes, more information on News Radio 92.3. Hope you're having a great day.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.